pray. Father God, just thank you for your word, and we just pray that as we think about your words, that you will help us to understand more of what you're saying to us today. Amen. So just three quick points today. The first one on harvest, it has to be thank you. Thank you. Second one, don't worry, God will provide. Third one is actually, how are we going to do those? By seeking God first. So firstly then, thank you. Thank you. When did we last say thank you? I've just said thank you many times as you bought your food up. Do you know what? Our lives should be an attitude of thankfulness. And kind of we know that, but I think sometimes we forget to say thank you. And sometimes we forget how God has blessed us. You know, if we go through a tough time, it's easy to forget the good stuff. It's easy to forget the ways in which God has really blessed us and focus on the negative. I wonder if you ever sang in Sunday school, if you went to Sunday school when you were little, count your blessings. Or even in church. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Come on, who sang that? Dorothy did. Oh, I'm not seeing you. I thought you might have done. Count your blessings. In other words, say it. Say it out loud. Remind yourself what God has done and how he has blessed you. And as we do that to others and to God, it's like a strengthening, because if we're restored, the joy of the Lord is restored in us, even if we're going through a tough time. So firstly, thank you. And that's what we're doing today. We're saying thank you and we're sharing. Secondly, don't worry. Oh, I wonder who's the best worrier here. I think it's probably me. You know, we all worry, don't we? We all get a little bit anxious. And I think God, when Jesus is speaking, this is the Sermon on the Mount, it's great because what happens, he gives these lovely images of creation, illustrations from creation. And he said, look at the birds. Who feeds the birds? You know, it's me. You know, we don't think of that in the things to do with. We get the bird feeders out and things. But actually, God feeds. He's organised creation in such a way that the creatures can be fed. And look at the flowers. Look at the beauty. Look around. Aren't the flowers amazing today? Thank you to everybody who's contributed. Thank you to all the children who've done these amazing displays. And we're going to be giving some prizes next week for those. Well done. Thank you. But here's the thing. Sometimes we lose sight and we start to worry. We think about those things that are troubling us in our life and we begin to worry. We worry about things getting sorted. We worry about people. We worry about relationships. We worry about having enough, whatever that is. And for many of us, we don't need to go to the food bank. Well, you might do. I don't know. I don't know your personal circumstances, but the food bank is there to help people in this area who are struggling. And the thing is, we know that whatever situation we're in, we have a God who knows, who sees, and who provides. In the Old Testament, there are lots of occasions where God is described. This is what God is like. Jehovah Jireh. God will provide. The Lord will provide. And we don't actually see that word in our translation because the original is in Hebrew. And what happens is, it's translated so we understand, it says the Lord will provide. So when Abraham is about to sacrifice his only son, and he realises God does not want that, he sees that God provides something else. The poor ram in the thicket. The Lord provides, he said. That's what Abraham said. Jehovah Jireh. I wonder if when you were younger you struggled, maybe your family struggled with putting the next meal on the table. We had five children in my family, and I was a very happy child. I had a very happy childhood. And it wasn't until I was an older teenager that I discovered that my mum and my dad, they really genuinely didn't know where the next meal was coming from, and they protected us from that. But I know that my mum prayed every day that God would provide. And I think probably some of you can tell stories from your childhood of struggle and the times of difficulty. And maybe recently, times where you struggled. And given you're able to say, yes, God helped me. God helped me and God provided. The thing is, if we're going to have this lifestyle of being thankful and recognising what God has done and remembering not to worry, so trusting God, you know, that's a challenge for us because life is tough. You know, life isn't straightforward. How are we going to do that? Well, the answer is in these words. And it's in verse 33. It says this. Seek first, this is Jesus speaking, seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. God gives us a different way. He recognises our weakness, our need of him. We need to do that. We recognise. We need to say, yes, God, we need you. And actually, it is tough. Please come and help me. And do you know what? As we put him first and we cry out to God, he does something amazing in us. He gives us the strength to cope. He provides something within us which will help us. And very often that are things that help us very practically. I love it when I hear stories of how God has answered prayer. When Dorothy spoke to me a couple of weeks ago and said, I couldn't park. And I said, God help me. And suddenly the car, she was in a queue and the car in front pulled away and she didn't have to go into a tiny space. Things like that. You know, God, when we put God first and we cry out to God and we don't make prayer a last resort. The wonderful thing is, do you know what, God, even when we make prayer a last resort, because God is gracious, he helps us. And he does come and restore. It's in God, Jehovah Jireh, that we have hope. We have hope and we have help. We search for him first and then there's a richness to our life. Not rich wealth. Doesn't mean, you know, follow God and you'll become rich. You'll suddenly have all the material things you want. That isn't at all what God is saying to us. But he's saying, trust me and I will bless you in ways you couldn't imagine, and there will always be enough. Always be enough. And if you want to read biographies of people who've lived lives of faith, people like George Muller, who ran children's homes for many children and relied totally on God providing the bread on the table, I encourage you to get one of his books, or also Heidi Baker, who lives like that now in Mozambique. Wonderful stories of provision. Seek the kingdom first. Seek God first. And all these things will be added unto you. So this harvest time, let's remember to be one, thankful. Two, don't worry, God will provide. And three, put him first. And see what blessings he will give you. Amen.